Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Med Aleph, 6 lines up from the bottom of the page, Omnin Yisrael. Omnin Yisrael, Shayu Oisin, Imanachri, Be'idom, Basech Beisai Asa, Basech Beiteim, Mutter. If Jewish craftsmen were working for an idolater on the day of his festival, to work in the idolater's home is prohibited, to work in their home is permitted. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Be'medra Amurim, Betolosh min hakarka, aber b'mechuba l'karka asa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, when is it permitted? When he's working with detached items. But if with attached items, such as shaping still attached rocks to be used for the idolater's construction, then it's prohibited because the noise of the work is that he's preparing for the idolater is audible to people. Be'ir acheres ben kach ben kach muta, it's only permitted when he's working in the idolater's town, but if he's in a different town, either way is permitted. Ma ben kach u ben kach muta, what's meant by either way it's permitted? Ben betolas ben b'mechuba, ben b'sechir ben b'kiboyles. The answer is whether attached or detached, whether working as a hired day worker or as a contractor. Because the idolater does not see the Jew working for him, he will not go and thank his idol. Amar Bilal, ben betolas ben b'mechuba, v'avad b'kiboyles. Bilal disagrees. He says, no, whether it's attached or detached, as long as he's acting as a contractor. Reb Shimon, bar kalsana b'shem Reb Acha b'Shabbos, Abba Avel, Avodah Zarah, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Kalsana, quoting Rabbi Acha, said, in Shabbos, in the case of a mourner and in idolatry, the Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Shabbos here refers to the law that a goy doing malacha for a Jew on Shabbos is prohibited in the Jew's home and permitted in the goy's home. Mourner here refers to the law that it's permitted for others to do malacha in their homes for the mourner, as long as it's a contractor rather than a daily hired worker. And idolatry is as we've discussed. The halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Elazar as long as it's done as a contractor rather than as a daily hired worker. Chevaya Amri, time of Rav Shmuel Mishum Bria de Murder. Chevaya, the students of the Beis Medrash, said the reason of Rav Shmuel that for 3 days after the festival one may not have business dealings with him is because during that time they are still celebrating and it's called the Ben Moed, the son of the festival. Amar Rav Ba, Kiran Shu Yodeh She'asa Lecha Lisav Liteni Moi, reason number two, Rabbi Abba gives, is since he knows that a Jew may not do business with him even during the 3 days of the festival, after the festival, his joy is reduced. And he's concerned that on the days following the festival, since the Jew will not do business with him, he will not have enough money. So he reduces the amount he spends on celebrating the festival. What's the practical difference between these two reasons? If during the 3 days after the festival it's permitted to sell him items that would not last until the festival, if they would have been given during the 3 days before it. Now, according to the Chevrai, it's prohibited because it's still considered the festival, and according to the Abba, it's permitted because the 3 days after the festival are no more stringent than the 3 days before it, when it's permitted to give items that will not last until the festival. Amaviyudan kara misaya lamada amri Chevrai over Yom 24 l'chodesh. Hazeh nesu bnei sor batsom batsom uvechi uvasakim v'adma aleihem. Rabbi Yudin says we have a pasuk about the tshuva, the repentance done at the time of the return from Bavel, and it supports the Chevrayah. The pasuk says Nehemiah in Perek Tes pasuk Aleph, and on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel gathered in fasting, crying, and in wearing sackcloth with earth upon them. Now, why didn't they do this on the 23rd day of the month, which was the day after Sukkot? Because it's customary to rejoice even on the day following the festival, which is Issu Chag, and fasting is forbidden. And if you want to say that perhaps the 23rd fell on Shabbos, this can't be, because it would mean that Yom Kippur of that year occurred on a Sunday, which Beis Din don't allow, and they extend the month of El to be 30 days to avoid this. Min Asri. This would not be a reason, because didn't Rabbi Chunya criticize those who extend El for this reason? And Rabbi Yochanan ba Madaya, Ana Chashev Yasa v'layhava b'shavsa. Rabbi Yochanan ba Madaya said, I made the calculation, and the 23rd did not occur on Shabbos that year, rather it must be that they didn't fast because it was the day that followed the festival.